Eat that. Yeah.
Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Und good for you.
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind. Heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM, WPRK, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, which is actually up for best local website for the best of Orlando on the Orlando Weekly newspaper. So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, you can listen to us anytime you want to with the free TuneIn Radio app. Download TuneIn Radio, search WPRK anytime you want to. Give us a call, 407-646-2915. Follow us on all social media, Gay Radio Show. And if you're one of our live stream viewers on the Facebook, we are glad that you are watching us here, even though our connection is weak. I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 391. I think, like, now that we're getting closer to 400, it's finally going to start hitting me. Like, I'm starting to actually, like, I woke up tired and like, ugh, I have to do the radio show today. I never
That's
feel
that. That's
something
you want your listeners to want to hear. Ugh, I have to go talk to these people on the radio.
It was like, I have to do it weekly. It's finally catching up to, I'd rather just like stay home and do nothing.
I'd rather do this every day than my actual job.
You know what?
Same.
It is. It's
like,
so well, let's go around and introduce the voices you hear. We have some familiar voices. Some other voices are back with us. Over there, we got Dollar Menu Daddy Issues. We got Cody. How you doing, man?
Good. I got a latte, so I'm really...
Oh, and it ain't off the Dollar Menu. That's Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
she's moving on up.
Yeah,
treat yourself.
I have upgraded my lifestyle. As you can see, I've upgraded my lifestyle choices.
Very nice. Good job. She comes here, used to come here on a bus, and then she had a donut in her car and Lady Barry Matthews. And
we skipped the skinny white person between us. Why'd you do that? Hi, everybody.
Because we're going of most to least problems.
When you have a new voice that hasn't, when you have a voice on the show that hasn't been on in a while, it's always nice to say, hey, and glad to welcome back our good friend, Eric, the actor.
Hi! Who was
very busy and was a little bit blacklisted from the show.
Just a little bit.
Not for me and not for me. Get right on your mic there. You got
to
get right up on your mic. Good radio etiquette. How you doing, man? We love you in the show. People love Eric. Anytime you hear like a voice or a sound effect or anything, it's Eric. I just kind of let him sit over there and do his own thing. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you, Tweedlebert.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
You're welcome.
That is totally an old reference for our audience.
You know, I mean, I don't know if it is getting old or because, hey, I'm noticing something. Mm-hmm. When I have a lot of anxiety or a lot of stress, I have a lot of high energy. And when I have high energy, I kind of focus and I'm extra, extra productive to kind of focus that anxiety and focus that energy. But then, you know, I will talk very openly about in the post-cancer morality, some self-inventory. I'm at a lot more peace with myself. So I feel much more chill, less anxious, less insecure, less angry. And because, yeah, I'm namasteing all over the place. Namaste all over your face. And then, so all that's going on. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Am I being chill and easygoing or am I starting to get like tired? And then I'm kind of like wrestling with, well, I don't want to be so easygoing that I'm tired. And then I kind of wrestle teeter-totter back and forth between, do I have to kind of go back to being an anxious like D-bag to kind of have the high energy to do the things I want to do? And then so like today before the show, I'm like, wow, I am just way too tired to be here. I'm doing unhealthy things like let me chug this Cherry Coke and, you know, make love to a Snickers bar before I go on the air because I need that rush, that sugar. Like I think I'm understanding why people drink energy drinks and coffee and do drugs. Because I've never drank energy drinks or coffee, but now I get like that
just
momentary
to let everybody
rush.
Know, we do not promote the use of drugs here at WPRK.
Absolutely, of course not.
Absolutely. Yeah, whenever I'm tired, I automatically think of just, you know, using hard drugs because that's what's going to pep me up. That's the natural
bridge. Get your day started
like
a lime.
talk really, Eric. Catch everybody with what you've been up to lately.
Hey,
I got to get our podcast mic plugged in, which I completely forgot to do.
Just been working a lot, getting some new jobs, getting promoted to new jobs, doing this stuff. I'm doing a show this Saturday and Sunday at the Shakespeare Theater.
And should be a good evening. It's like Broadway
really
Theater, come on out.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm the oldest one in the room right now. I don't know about, well, are you older? Yeah, you are older than me.
I am older.
How does it
you.
Feel to be old and tired and lame?
Well, I'm not you, so I don't feel old, tired, and lame.
Oh.
Thank you, rudeness. You know, if you want to get rude, let's talk about granny meat on those arms. Probably shouldn't wear sleeveless shirts.
What am I doing?
Go ahead and wear your bag.
Oh!
I don't know. You tell me. Like, I
read
thought this
her, she was drag slay. Her, slay her.
Oh.
Come on, bingo wing.
Yes.
Do I have bingo wings? Do I really? Bingo wings.
No, it's that like is a... the first sign of age right there. Bingo wings.
Oh, no.
I wore this shirt because I thought it showed off my guns.
Yeah.
Nope. Just the wings.
So this is not a good gun shirt?
It's a gun from World War II. What's
I don't know
on?
What to do.
It's flappy.
Very nice. Let's see. Lady Bear, take your shirt off. Let's see you do it.
No, I wear long sleeves. That way you don't see my granny mate. Like,
he's bragging
dresser.
About.
I dress for my body.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I realize that I'm becoming my father because my dad has always had this lackadaisical attitude of, you know what? I don't care. I served my country. I served my country for 21 years. I worked in the White House. The government pays me every day to wake up. I have a good life. You know, I don't have a heart attack. Like, I can do what I want and go where I want to, and I don't care what people. And I was like, you know what? I'm kind of starting to get on board with my dad and go, you know what? I don't care if I got dad bod. I don't care make fun of my bat wings. I make a lot of money.
That sounds like a Trump supporter.
I have a lot of, you know what, he...
Oh, wait, yeah, got it.
I think
hit a nerve.
I think
hit
we got
nerve.
Some in every family.
Is that why you're wearing sleeveless shirts?
It's becoming...
All you're missing is a Confederate flag tattoo.
For real.
It's a part of our history.
Welcome back to Out Loud Orlando, the heart of conservative talk. Voting for Trump. I'm one of the Trumpeteers.
Heritage, not hate.
No, that's a whole different story. You know,
it's heritage and hate. Let's be honest.
I'm trying to avoid the political conversations with my family because, you know, like, people are going to... I was always... It's odd for me.
That's how homicide happens.
I was always raised to believe and taught that voting is something very private. And I think it came from the fact that my dad was an officer in the military. And he was saying, hey, regardless of your political affiliation, who you support, you still have to work with people, be their command. You know, he was a lieutenant colonel in the army. You still need to, you know, command their respect. So why put up anything that would cause someone to question or cause divisiveness? I've followed through with the same thing on this show. Why make a point to talk about politics in a way that would isolate immediately 50% of the audience? Now, we talk about politics to the extent that I think it could be entertaining. You know, I don't try to make this a whole crossfire CNN pundit. Yeah, basically.
Oh my God, I love
the game view.
So it's been very odd for me in the last 4 years to see my dad, you know, now retired from the military, to become much more outspoken about his political beliefs. And it's not even so much that I think he's a Trump supporter. He just is a big Hillary hater. He doesn't like her, doesn't try, and that's from his perspective. So
that's a lot of people nowadays.
So it's really odd.
It's really
to
cool to hate Hillary right now. It's very in. It's like Botox or like hair lips.
I don't know.
When were those ever in?
Welcome back to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the hand lip of Wayneo.
Oh, no.
Out Loud Orlando, the hand lip of Tom Wayneo.
You're talking about ostracizing our audience. What if
we are the number one.
We do not support the hatred of hair lip.
I didn't talk about hatred. I was celebrating the hair lip. If you want to be our. Okay. If you know someone that has a hair lip that's not shy, bonus points if they're gay. I will hire that person on, meaning nothing, and they can be the official announcer for the show. I will let them.
My God.
I will let them start every show. Like, and you're about to nip into Out Loud Orlando. The homo happy hour with Dunkin'.
It sounds like they're deaf. Like, what is this?
We are the number one gay radio show for deaf folk to listen to.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, let me pick that joke up that you just dropped.
Meanwhile, while he's trying to find our hair lip spokesperson.
Can look for that joke, too.
Oh, no.
No, that was a big controversy on the show back in the day. I was very interested in, and it was like a science experiment. I wanted to find a gay deaf that would be willing to talk on the air. Someone gay and deaf, well, gay, but deaf since birth, because I wanted to say, hey, do guys that talk in more stereotypically gay, effeminate tones or voices or intonations, is it ingrained because they are gay, or is it learned because of what they hear or what they try to emulate? So a gay deaf person, if I go, hello, gay deaf person, talk to me. If they go, hello, how are you? Or if they go, hello, how are you? Like, what's the difference here?
Oh my God, we're going in
I
such
really
a dark
totally
so, no,
that
no.
Happened.
And
no,
at that point when the station manager said we couldn't do that, I said that we had to do it because if we don't allow gay deaf people on the air, then we're guilty of discrimination. And I will not be guilty of discriminating against the gay deaf. Because they will call in. They are a force to be reckoned with, the gay deaf.
Yeah, they're going
to
call in TTY. We're going to talk to some broad named Brenda from Wisconsin.
Oh, my. You have no... I used to manage a salon
one, and there were two deaf ladies, and they were my favorite customers ever, but the translators that would call were the worst human beings on earth, and they took forever to do anything, and I'd be like,
she wants to know what time her appointment is.
She needs an appointment for Tuesday. Oh, well, I have something at 3. I don't know. She's taking a while to type back. Why are you commentary? Like, I don't need this God. Process.
I think and I just found my calling. She ain't answering, girl.
Now you know.
I have John her down for 3:00. I'll make sure she gets there.
Imagine that is when the gay
no, Deborah, you gonna show up.
Well, she started to write something, but she stopped. She's rethinking it now.
Imagine when the gay deaf call the phone sex operator.
I just imagine Brenda with long fingernails trying to type back to somebody.
Did you just say a gay deaf phone sex translator?
Yes, like
that would be so lucrative.
I mean, they're already calling me when I do the phone sex job. They're already calling me and making me do girl voice, which is not emasculating at all.
That would be the easiest job.
I don't know how women think.
Tell them I'm doing
honestly,
this.
Honestly, I feel like that would be so complicated. Just join a chat room.
Yeah.
Like, why are we adding this step?
You wouldn't have to alter your voice or make noises.
Hi.
Say I said, oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Got it. Oh. Yeah, Danny.
Hi, baby.
Like, but you wouldn't have to put any emphasis.
Okay, stop.
It's 4:20, everybody.
Oh, I forgot to bring you back a Truvada.
Yes, because
don't forget, it's 4:20.
We train our Truvada.
Listen, if you want to talk to your doctor, I actually had somebody message me on Grindr the other day, and it was someone I knew, and they were like, "Hey, can I ask you a question?" And I'm like all primed. I'm like, "What do you want?" And they're just like, "How did you go about getting on prep?" And I was glad to have that conversation because
you were so disappointed. And all of a sudden, that's why you were up at 4 a.m. last night.
All of a sudden, it's just like an infomercial. How did you go about this? And it's like really the heartfelt music plays, and
at the end, you're the just
in the back of some
up.
Like parking lot that you're out of. Like,
are you
like,
a,
just giving
are
an
you
infomercial
a pusher?
In a dark alley?
Hey, how's it going? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you go about getting on prep? Well, listen, that's a great question. It's
why are
important
you using
to
the
protect
same voice? You're supposed to change your voice.
Because I'm the same person. Shut up.
My chair almost broke.
Almost collapsed.
I got nothing.
This is a hazardous segment.
Oh my goodness.
This is going to a dark place because you know this is Outback like an old Blockbuster. Like, there is nothing pleasant about what the scene is here.
What did you learn this week?
Yeah.
Is that an appropriate segue?
I think it is.
I think so.
Let's do
I'm
it.
Gonna die.
Yeah. The three things I learned this week. It's when I'm trying to think back on my week.
I thought you were about to rapid fire them. The three things I learned this week were the
speed round.
Speed round of Outlaw Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. And so three things I learned this week. It happened last Wednesday, so I didn't get to talk about it. Because, you know, whenever anything happens last week, I still try to make a note about it. Because it's worth mentioning. I got to go Wednesday night to the Pride Skate at the Summer Run Skateway. And when's the last time you went roller skating? Have you been roller skating recently?
Every week.
I wish.
You're a big roller skater?
I love rollerblading.
You're a rollerblader?
Skating.
No, I've never been roller skating.
Well, rollerblading or skating. You can do either one here.
Yeah. No, I do it outside.
Yeah.
That's how I, get my butt looking good. Which does not look very good right now.
Dad joke, what's the hardest part about rollerblading? Telling your parents you're gay.
Well, that's real.
It's not true.
No, I think it is because I went to the Pride Skate with my friend Ricky the tech guy who's been on the show a couple times. I think you've met him, Lady Barry. Mm-hmm. And Ricky never likes to really go out and do very much. So when Ricky suggested this activity, because he likes to, you know, kind of be more of a low-key person. I was like, yes, of course, let's go and socialize. And had no idea that my really good friend of like 6 years, who's like completely tech guy, IT, Apple consultant, all everything like that, is like a grade A like skater. Like he's like rollerblading like backwards and spinning circles and all while wearing like a onesie. Like a little onesie that looks like a little cat.
He's a kitty cat.
That sounds awesome.
And he skates. But the Pride Skate was good. It was neat to see an event with all kinds of different gay people that wasn't just a club event. Ran into a lot of people that I didn't know.
No.
A lot of drag queens, a lot of people that I had seen the weekend before at Vero Beach down there for the Pulse concert, the Pulse benefit. And I realized that evidently being gay automatically makes you a better skater. However, I did not get that card in my orientation package because I am not a good skater at all. Like, my ankles are screaming at me. There were a couple pictures taken and someone goes, hey, you look good out there. I was like, yo, pictures of someone skating is very deceiving because you don't actually see me like the 3 seconds
before. What's wrong with
your ankles? The skates were too high and they were like too tight and then too loose and then too wobbly and then I had like blisters and I was wearing really thin socks and I just didn't really, I mean, it was fun.
Wear knee highs. Why do you think I always come in here looking like a schoolboy?
Because you're trying to hold on to your youthfulness. Because once you become old and your looks go away, you're going to become bitter as hell and you're not going to have anything to fall back on.
The other day about how I'm funny and I'm cute. However, I won't always be cute, but I'll always be funny unless I get into like a car accident or something. And then I think they'll have like a disposition. This is going a dark place again. What else did you learn?
I
hate when y'all do that. That is like my least. Don't ever ask me. Like, let me do that. I hate when y'all.
Well,
know
the audience
what you
loves it. So continue.
The audience does not love it. The
so what'd you learn?
It.
So what'd you learn?
I love it.
What'd you learn?
We want more.
She's gonna learn you something.
But it was a fun event. Miss Sammy was there. Blue was there. And then with the rest of the week, I got to go see that movie Sausage Party. I got to go see Sausage Party with Katana and one of her friends and then a buddy of mine.
The end of that movie is fantastic.
Yeah, Sausage Party is the most raunchy, R-rated, despicable, disgusting
animated
movie ever. And I loved every effing second of it. The last 10 minutes actually put me to loss for words. And that's how that happened ever.
I went and saw that today at Artagon, and there was literally a mom with like a 2-year-old on her lap watching it. And I'm like, that scene was going on, and I kept looking to my left. And I was like, that kid is watching everything that's going on right now.
You don't get memory until you're like 3 or something, right? I don't know. I am not a doctor.
Your parents are doctors. Call them.
They are. I should know much more things about how to science.
Call your mom.
How to science.
Hello, mom. I need a science.
I do.
I like using medical jargon.
Stat. CCs. And then last Tuesday night, I went, how often are they having like Pulse Night at the Abbey? Is that
supposed to be every other Tuesday? But it's kind of sporadic. If you look at the schedule, I don't think there's actually like a rhyme or reason or formula to it.
So they have certain dates at this venue called the Abbey, which is a great venue. I've been there for a lot of different things before, shows and events and fundraisers. And so on Tuesday night, they are converting it to they're using it, the space, to be kind of like a place for Pulse to kind of keep their nights going with performers, with a show, with their normal drag queens, with their bartenders.
The competition, actually. So that's
with the talent show. You know what? And I've always been I miss the karaoke component because to me, Twisted Tuesdays, Pulse, $10 all you could drink, and karaoke, that was a big part of my thing because I would go and I would love the karaoke.
I loved it.
So I get that it's not a split venue, but I'm glad they're still doing it. This was the first time I got to go check it out. And I was surprised at how many people were there. You know, the love for Pulse is definitely there. You know, when they reopen, whatever place that might be, I think they're definitely going to be, you know, bigger than ever, and that's awesome. But the one thing I noticed is I feel like there's a whole new wave of younger entertainers, of younger kids like 18 to 22 doing drag that I almost kind of consider like the post Pulse tragedy, like legacy queens, because I just feel like ever since the Pulse incident happened, all these young kids have now like been looking for, and this night has been offering them an opportunity to come. So I'm seeing a lot of new queens. I'm seeing a lot of people that maybe shouldn't be doing drag, but at the same time, it's like, yo, No, I thought you. That's why I didn't talk to you last night. It was odd seeing you in drag.
Why?
It was just odd seeing you in drag.
It is weird seeing somebody in drag for the first time.
And you still walk slumped like a boy.
Exhausted, and I'd also been...
Excuses are nails in the house of failure. Why didn't you look good last night?
Ooh,
I looked fantastic last night. I don't even know what you're talking about. I looked amazing. Funny. And I was in Natalia's performance for ODRL last night.
I did see that,
and
it was a
we
good
had only
it was
rehearsed
a really
that.
Good
we had only rehearsed that all together for the first time, literally at 8:00.
Why are you so defensive? I'm just saying you
because
did a good job.
Because you're rude.
Last night.
You're a mean girl.
You're a mean girl.
That hurt me, and it wasn't even about me.
Right?
Like, my butthole hurts a little bit.
Oh.
Pucker up.
Oh. So, I don't know.
What else did you learn this week?
Stop it. I hate every one of you. Shut up. So, we're going to go ahead and put an end to this. Let's do Lady Barry's segment.
Maybe. There we go.
I feel like I'm in a symphony hall.
And now it's time for learning with Ladyberry.
She ain't educated.
Alex's not here, so. I gotta talk to you about it. I finally got to catch you up on what happened with Alex. We hadn't talked about it for a couple weeks, but I will after your bit.
Oh, okay. So I'm posing a question. It's a deep question. It's existential.
How deep is your love?
Yes. So I've been thinking about this lately, and I was wondering, and I'm gonna pose this to everybody.
To everybody?
Like the viewers. Everybody. The listeners or us.
And so the listeners can post it on our live feed as well. If you can go back to a certain time in your life.
Here, I'll check what they're saying and see.
If you can go back to a certain time in your life and start from there again, mm-hmm. where would you go? I already know. Oh, my! We have a phone call already!
Do your bit. Let him get the call. Don't make a big deal out of the phone. Go, Lily.
I've never heard it before. I was excited.
So, that's my question.
Press the button.
If you can go back in time and make all of our viewers throw up by dropping the phone. No, but
he would start right there before he dropped that phone.
If I could go back in time, I would go right before this show, and I wouldn't do it.
Hold on, let me try to put you on hold so I can put this on speaker. I don't know how to operate this.
Hold on, who is it and what do they want to talk about?
He wants to say that he wants... Am I on mic?
No, just tell him.
He wants to say that he loves you as a DJ, and he thinks you're great.
I'm not a DJ.
And he thinks you're a cool dude.
Right in the middle of my segment,
are you
queen?
Just making that up because I'll take the phone call because it's about me?
I'm super serious,
just set the phone receiver down because we're doing Lady Berry's bit, and if he wants to wait a minute, because Lady Berry's doing a bit right now, we'll take his call, get a name, tell him no cursing, tell him to turn his radio off, and just set the phone down, okay? Go on, Lady Berry.
No, I just want to know what everyone... Because I know what I would do.
Carla?
I just want to know what everybody else would do.
Yeah.
All right, what would you do? And where would you go, and why would you go at that point in your life? It's good. And then the caveat is you can know everything that you know now.
Yes. I mean, I can go back to maybe like one incident in my life that I would like go back if I could like change the past, but then I wouldn't change it because everything that happened from, you know, they would sometimes say like the worst day of your life.
No, I'm saying you
and
have
hindsight
to do it.
Ends
you
up being the best
back.
Day of your life.
You have to go back. Like, where would you start?
That's just it. Like, I'm at peace with everything that's happened in my life. It's happened for a
Let's
reason.
Let's ask somebody else.
Come on, Miss America.
Like, I mean, I have an answer, but it would just be something stupid. Like, I would go back in time before, like, the biggest way I could have made money. Like, I would have invested in, like, mm-hmm. Google or Uber or something like that. Uh-huh. And, you know, I would have gone back and been like, yo, I know for sure that this is going to make me money and set my family up for financial security. I would have done something like that. Like, because other than that, everything in my life has happened for a reason.
How deep can I get? Am I on
you can
my...
get deep.
Oh, how deep can I get? I can get pretty deep. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would go back before I was adopted and unloved.
No, well, no, because I would still be adopted and unloved. Like, that wouldn't change anything. I can't, like, make myself a more appealing child.
I would go back to my bio mom and be like, why?
So, I think I would go back to when I graduated high school because mm-hmm. I ran away from home. Mm-hmm. And I think I would not run away from home. Like, what? I think that I would, like, have stayed and I would try to have applied for...
You went
for...
back, though, right? Or are you still a runaway?
I'm still a runaway. That's the reason
back.
I'm in Florida. Like, I'm from Alaska. Do you think I got here?
He probably shouldn't be doing the show right now. They'll track him down.
One day we get a phone call, be like, Cody, is that you?
No.
We've been looking everywhere. I heard your voice on the radio. Here, I saw your picture on a milk carton.
Parents, Mickey Mouse? Cody, we found you.
Get back to the ride.
Come back home.
Why do you think I ran away?
We need a little Swedish boy, now get back in there!
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no. Not even Swedish.
You got blonde hair, it works!
You're not bio.
Ooh. I think that I would go back to like before I ran away, or alternatively, I think I would go back to when I ran away and when I came to Florida, and I think I would stop myself from doing cosmetology school and go straight into college because it set me back 2 years. Mm. So, and I know that's like kind of like not. There's nothing interesting about that. This is like a personal mm-hmm. thing, but that's what I would do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
I think I would just say to hell with it and go to New York because so many years I've always kind of regretted putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
You've talked
like,
about
I'm
that a lot. As long as I've known you, you've always said, hey, that's what
I know,
you want to do.
And it's like,
And I guess is that one of those dreams that you kind of just at some point have to say, just do it? Because it seems like you can't ever really plan for it enough.
But at the same time, I'm also working on stuff here. You know, I'm going back to school now and finishing up my degree. So it's like, okay, well, that could still be a possibility. Maybe I can still work that in my life. But moving there right now just isn't happening. But I always kind of wish I would have just went and gone for it anyway. Just been the starving artist and really starving artist and gone for it.
See, for me, it would definitely be I would go back to my freshman year in high school and just not care what other people think of me. Mm-hmm. You know, like that. Mm-hmm. And like, I made so many decisions in my life at that time that were based off of what other people thought.
Preach.
And so I would like, testify. I would have the confidence to do exactly what I wanted to do.
Right.
Because like I was in sports medicine, then I was in choir, then I was in drama, and I kept changing everything that I was doing. But now that, like, going back, I would focus on one of those things that I really wanted to do and I wish I would have stuck with throughout high school. And I think I would be a different person. The only thing I would regret is not being able to meet all the people I've met on the way because of the decisions I made.
I thought of one.
What?
I would go back.
Is she in the bathroom?
I would go, you can turn the speaker off till we're ready to take the call. I would go back and I would.
It's just a little distracting.
I would go back and I would not stop taking piano lessons. Because music has always been a big part of my life. Singing paid for college. Mm-hmm. I wish that I had stuck with playing the piano because nothing would make me more fun than having the skills to like functionally play the piano and be able to just play songs and sing and entertain people. Not as like a job or a career, but to like, you know, like with anything else. Like I want to be a Renaissance man, and playing a musical instrument has been the hardest thing to pick back up later in life. Like it's never going to be as easy as if I had just stuck with it since I was like six.
Okay, so the reason I bring this up,
I was going to ask you, what's the reason you brought this up?
There's a second part to it. The second part is the thing is I was talking to somebody and they asked me this question, and then afterwards they said, okay, think about all those changes you would have made and make those changes in your life now. Think about the things that you would have done if you could go back, and think about those things that you would have done then and do them now. Like, what would be different in your life? Like, going to New York, focusing on one thing, playing the piano.
Not running away.
But the thing is...
Why is this so emotional?
I know, but that's the thing. Like, that's what... It really blew my mind when this person brought
this up.
That's
a really good
me.
Way to talk about
it's,
it. I like
it's
that.
A good thing. Think about what you didn't do that you wish you would have done, and just do it. Because I think we live too short to regret things.
I agree.
Agreed.
So, can we do this
now? All right, who's on the phone? London, thank you for Lady Bear. That was a good segment. I liked where you went with that. Mm-hmm. What's their name?
Well, right now we have Arnold on the line, hopefully. Right. He's been on hold for
Arnold!
A nice whopping six and a half minutes.
Hey, sure. How are you?
I'm doing good. Oh, Cody, you silly little bottom. This is an Arnold from Longwood.
It's Alex.
Alex, the little prince.
Hey Alex,
you're
man,
so
how you
bad
doing?
At phone.
Alex, it's What's Justice, dude. So, Alex, I didn't get a chance to talk yet about kind of why you weren't here. I mean, I was gonna go into that, but is everything good, man? We haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, everything's great. I mean, I'm just chilling here patiently in my new sweatpants, awaiting for my car to get fixed. But unlike Lady Perry, I don't have the determination and the verisimilitude to take the bus all the way to Winter Park.
Look at you with that thesaurus.
Ooh. What did he say?
Oh, word of the day.
She
signed up.
I don't even know, but she done said it.
That's good. So, we got that thing next week. We'll talk more about it off air. I have a few surprises. I got a few things lined up I want to do. So you and I are going to be at that. And, so next week, are you back?
Wait, what do you mean next? Oh, yeah, I am.
Next Tuesday, are you back in the show? And next Wednesday night, are you free?
Yes.
Yay!
All right, cool, man. So wait, so you stayed on hold that whole time for what?
Just so I could totally call Cody a silly little bot and then do an old switcheroo.
I am shook. This is quite the ruse.
This is, oh my gosh, this is the most stunning moment in talk radio.
Jinkies!
Oh, you wanted a twist?
This is more controversial than
plot twist, especially coming out of a Lady Berry segment.
Yeah. I think he's coming for you, Lady Berry.
You talking to me?
Why do you guys not get along?
We do get along.
No, I'm too old. Lady Berry and Alex, why don't you guys get along?
We do get along.
Because there can only be
I never thought that we didn't.
You've said before that you hate Alex.
I have never said I hate Alex.
You've said before that you hate Alex on the air. Oh my
God. Have I ever said that, Alex?
What?
Have I ever said I hate you?
It's like
we clash.
Like a sassy, loving relationship.
Yeah. Like a couple of old biddies just giving each other all the time. You get on my nerves.
Still, I think for me, the age difference.
Yeah.
It's right. The age difference. That's all it is.
Alex, we got to talk about some learning stuff and do some news stories. All right, buddy?
So I'm going to hang up on you.
Who's doing the news?
Me.
Deborah. From accounting.
Deborah.
We now have an accounting department.
All right. Bye, Alex. Love you.
You're not on the payroll. Bye.
And Brenda, our TTY operator.
Yeah, very nice. Good job. Yo, so I can talk about this now. Alex is waiting for his car to get finished because, like, over a month ago, he and my former roommate, I offered them a ride home from Southern Nights. Instead, they went and did their own thing and ended up not being in a position to drive Alex's car home. So my roommate went and kind of was carrying Alex out of the club and saw some rando and was like, oh, hey, will you help us drive this car back to? So this random guy who think we later figured out was like just some homeless derelict who had like a backpack with him or something.
Nice.
He drives them back to the house. Alex passes out. Alex is like asleep. And then, long story short, at some point at the night, this guy leaves and goes, okay, well, thanks. God bless. Good to see you guys. Guy takes off with Alex's car, which none of us figure out until the morning because Alex is asleep. Roommate has no idea. The next morning, Alex is like, where's my car? Finds his car, windows roll down at an Econo Lodge in Kentucky. And only now is the car, like, back and getting repaired and getting the interior fixed.
Where is the homeless man?
Oh, now you wanted a twist.
Yeah.
We're like M. Night Shyamalan in this show today.
I know.
Shyamalan.
We've gone to many dark places.
When I heard this story, I was like, that could have been so much worse. I don't mean to bring it to a darker place, but that could have been... he could have just like.
It's been incredibly inconvenient. Like I feel bad for Alex. Like Alex hasn't had a car. It then impacts my life because my friend doesn't have an ability to hang out. I mean, it obviously impacts the show because I'm not driving to Kissimmee to go pick him up. Wait, no. I used to go pick up everyone for this show, and then I realized that's not the way it could be.
He took me home once.
I did. I didn't get home until like 11 p.m. at night.
It took forever.
It was a grand trek. You can read it in our trilogy.
Yes.
And then I got distracted by Grindr and playing Pokemon Go, and I ended up in like Celebration and then somewhere down near like
Go
Dade
didn't
City.
Exist then. Way to fluff up the story that's not true.
I can't.
Please check your sources when listening to David Justice.
Y'all still watching the Olympics? Are we over it? Or
I never watched.
I'm into that whole story that that guy got robbed.
Ryan Lotke.
Everybody's been robbed.
Yeah, Ryan Lotke got robbed at gunpoint. If I flex like that, my arms are
like, it's still chicken wings.
Come on, Granny Meat. Finish the story.
Right as I did that, the live
stream. Work on your triceps.
Went,
then
the,
talk.
The
to
live
me.
Stream just went on Reconnect. So right as I flexed my guns shut down Facebook Live. Anyway.
What happened is when you flexed, the Granny Meat slapped the phone. It retched around.
So watching the Olympics, another gay couple has gotten engaged, and we saw two lesbians that got engaged last week. This time it was British.
Oh, happiness!
Every time a gay couple gets engaged, a fairy loses its wings.
Uh-huh.
That fairy is me.
The British race walker.
Race walker?
He's a race walker. Tom Bosworth.
Well, I could totally do that.
British.
Is that like when you like say something kind of racist, so you're like teetering on that line?
What?
I got the gold medal in mall walking.
That's pretty much what it sounds like. Yeah. I could totally beat that.
They're in good shape.
He's like 97 years old. I'm just trying to keep up.
Thomas Bosworth, race walker, and Harry Dinley became the second gay couple to get engaged at the games at Rio de Janeiro. He's a race walker for Team Great Britain. He tweeted a photo of him proposing to his boyfriend on the Copacabana beach in Rio de Janeiro. With the photo came the caption, he said yes! ! So, they came and they talked about, anytime the new stuff happens, they keep referring to the old articles about how many out athletes there are, about how they're, you know, the two women that are partners on the same, the field hockey team? What team? The rugby team? The women's rugby team?
I'm sure it's one of those.
Did you guys talk about that last week? The outing? Was that last week?
Something about that. I'm talking more about how the International Olympic Committee announced that they have removed a reporter, Mr. Hines from the Daily Beast, that was down there. Evidently, this guy went down there and was trying to make a story, and so he was trolling on gay apps like Grindr to go and get stories, yep. and then publish a story that goes, "Oh my God, look how many gay athletes hit me up or solicited me for a hookup here," and then use that as material for the story. And so the Daily Beast has recalled this author. His name is Mr. Hines. I'm assuming he has a first name.
I think Patrick Hines was the name. Patrick Hines. Story. It was he. Oh, horrible.
They removed the story, person. But they're looking and saying, "Yo, listen, this is salacious. This is a salacious way to report. You're making a story that is in fact infringing other people's privacy. Like you shouldn't go down there and pretend to be something you're not just to get the story and then out people's personal business and say, oh, look who it looks like." Mm-hmm. Or, 'cause then he says you're also bringing people's character into question, because athletes may not be out, and you may have athletes coming from countries where being out could cause problems, where they have laws criminalizing homosexuality. And so it's just interesting to, I guess it's unfortunate that it happened, but it's also, I think, good that we're looking at and saying, hey, being gay is not just a headline or a tagline for a story. Being gay should not just be cannon fodder or material to offer a salacious article to say, oh, look what we found out. Do we all do things like that on apps on Grindr? Yeah. Does it make it scandalous? Not necessarily. And even if it was, is it your right to try and out somebody's business, when
but
they
it's
didn't?
But it's the story. I think I'm not condoning it in any way, but I'm just saying, like, just until we stop reading the stories, there's still going to be stories.
I think
every time somebody gets outed, like, it's the biggest news.
But the thing is, you got to draw a line and realize, like, a morality line.
I think this is the line. This is the line saying
they
removed the article, they withdrew him, the website that hosts him said, hey, listen, that's not what articles here should be about.
That's the best silver lining to this whole thing, is that the backlash that this has caused is amazing. And, like, I hate that this happened in the first place, but it's impressive how collectively, like, once again, as a community, we have stood together and said that, no, you're awful, and
we're not going to take
we're
it.
Gonna destroy your career.
I'm mad as heck, and we're not gonna take it anymore.
Don't take my last name in vain. I didn't ask for that.
Very nice. And then let's see, what else did I pull out of the news?
And by pull, he's looking at his laptop right now, folks.
I didn't have time to print it. Oh, listen, this is gonna be great. This is awesome. I can't wait for this.
All right.
Was anybody a big wrestling fan? I feel that that most young boys go through like a wrestling phase where they'll watch Hulk Hogan. I remember
like
when I
one
took.
Day,
I remember
like,
when I was 16.
And there
was
nothing wrestling. Else to watch. Okay.
When I was 16 and I drove my little brother and I to like the first night of WCW like Thursday Night Thunder at the Lakeland Arena, and we got to see like Doink the Clown and Tatanka and Sting and Kevin Nash and then Hulk Hogan and Hollywood Hulk Hogan. And like wrestling was like, I think everyone kind of.
I'd let Seth Rollins split me in half. Like.
Okay, that's not at all what I'm talking about. Not even where I was going a little bit. I'm just talking about wrestling. Well, anyway, this is just announced. The WWE has announced that they're going to introduce gay wrestling storylines.
Yay.
So now, like, for the storylines of, like, oh, put them in a steel bag. This rivalry goes back. You're gay. And so they wanted to incorporate LGBT themes into their upcoming storylines. However, what's a little encouraging, I mean, it depends on how you look at it, they decided to work with GLAAD to ensure that all depictions are appropriate, even if that means in the context of professional wrestling where they're saying, hey, everything's over the top. So they're trying to say, hey, we're going to have a gay storyline, but we don't want it to just be somebody prancing in, going, ooga, flaming or...
You didn't call me back after our date at Panera. Like, I'm going to rip you. Your head off!
In a steel cage! You didn't return to my Snapchat!
You think those boots go with that shirt? My foot!
Oh my God, I would watch that.
Where's that foot gonna go?
Oh. In a very, very bad place.
Thank you, Wrestling Ron.
You're welcome! And it's Ronald! Ronaldo!
On the weekends, it's Ronnie.
WWE Chief Brand Manager Stephanie McMahon said, "We're glad to have had GLAAD come in and speak to our entire wrestling team and give a whole tutorial on the sensitivities, the right words, the wrong words, and why those words matter so we can portray LGBT storylines appropriately." Because, no one's more sensitive to stereotypes and derogatory words and slurs than wrestlers,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm actually, because I can remember one gay wrestler. It was Goldust. Goldust was just like this gold guy that was supposedly really gay, though. But he was very flamboyant. There was another portrayal. There were two villains named Billy and Chuck who wrestled together as a couple, pretending to be a gay couple, but they were fakers. So Bill and Chuck, and there was a gay Panic character named Mickey James. One of the they're going to start trying to pick out good characters and bad characters, or maybe say that, hey, maybe someone's gay and someone says something bad about him, so the rest of the wrestlers, you know, like, come to defend him. So it's kind of like we support. So anyway.
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood of the Wrestling Homos.
It's a slow week for news.
Yeah, I want Hulk Hogan.
Is this all we're talking about? Gay wrestlers?
You guys not? If you were reading the news story, you would have loved it. I just didn't have time to print it out for someone else to read it.
No, I love this story. I actually read it the other day. I had dated a guy for a long time that was he was super into wrestling, and I would watch it with him. And my favorite part was like the soap opera-y like entrances and exits. And I'm like, I love this. I was like, I can get really
There's
into
a lot
this.
Of glitter.
But I didn't start watching it until I was 22 years old. Like yeah. I wasn't. He started watching it when he was literally like 5. So he was so into it, and he knew all their storylines and
wrestling
all their
fans,
stuff.
I had some buddies in college that were like that, where it was like a big deal to pool your money together and get like the WrestleMania on the pay-per-view or to load up everyone in the car.
He had a
go to the event.
I think for boys, it was like 50-50. You were either into wrestling or you were into like
Barbies.
Something. Not even
I
that.
I was into Barbies.
Well, we all know you were. but like you were into like G.I. Joes or like there were kids that just weren't into it. I wasn't into it. I was into boy stuff, but just not that. Because I knew it was so fake to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I viewed it as an opportunity to bond with dad and my brothers. You know, I remember going to, when I was younger, maybe 13 or 14, you know, all of us going and we wrote signs and we were like at a good spot. So like we were like, mom, recorded on TV and we're holding the signs and being a part of
the
that
the signs
whole
are
thing.
The best. The signs are hilarious. Like all the time. I love it. That's all I got, though.
Yeah.
I got no sign. I got no
sign. We have to work on, like,
what did
how
you
to,
learn this week?
Shut up.
What else?
Stop talking.
What else did you learn?
We're only on, what, number 2, right?
Who keeps count anymore? I think half the time we get one thing out, and then that's it.
Hey, I do actually have something to talk about that's not related to wrestling, though. So I went to the center for the first time.
To the LGBT center on Mills?
Mm-hmm.
You know they offer free testing 7 days a week, confidential.
That's why I went.
Yeah?
I went on Monday. Me and my friend made a tea. Like, we were going to make a key of it. Like, we were like going to go and like...
A what?
A key. Like a kiki.
Oh, you like, can't...
Gonna...
Stop abbreviating words
key,
or abbreviations.
Okay, so we're having...
Does abbreviating abbreviations make things more gay?
I think it does. And therefore, I support it.
So you went with your friend.
Vote for Cody, 2018.
You went with your friend.
I went with my friend. We made a key of getting tested together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, who do I see at the, like, at the desk is an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And there were three people working the desk. Because it's a very efficient place. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's also beautiful.
Yeah.
And, like... Everybody's so friendly and nice and welcoming. We were sitting there, and me and my ex are talking, and it's very, like, very friendly, and we still get along super well, and like we're still friends and we hang out. But the guy sitting next to him, he's like, "Wait, do you guys like know each other? Or are you just having this random conversation?" And I was like, "No, we used to date." He was like, "Oh," he's like, "Okay, well, this is cool. Like, you guys are still friends." It's like, "Yeah, he dumped me," and like, I proceeded to.
How long ago was it? Was it recently?
This was literally Monday. Oh wait, when did he dump me?
Yeah, yeah, like, so
like
long,
a
like,
month-ish ago.
And how long were you guys together?
Like, not very long. Like,
okay,
like
so is a month an appropriate time to be like, "Hey, we're cool now," or do you need more time for it to not be awkward?
I was definitely kidding.
Did he break up with you because you're crazy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, that's you don't even have to say.
And you hear that? You hear
that
a lot, don't
you? That one day,
maybe
with the green hair,
maybe.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
the air.
I proceeded.
You talked about how happy you were.
I proceeded to make this really uncomfortable.
Loved him.
This experience.
That green hair. How could you say?
Now I've already taken it to that level. I've already taken it to the uncomfortable level. I've told a stranger that this guy dumped me. That's working with
like
him.
Like, you're telling about like what his body
and
looks
then,
like, what his taste like.
And then the guy sits back and he's like, "Oh, well, this is." this is quite uncomfortable. And I was like, well, I could take it one step further.
He's why would you do that?
He was like, how could you take it one step further? I could be like, why do you think I'm here today? And he was like, and he was like, no. And I was like, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. I would never.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did.
But I'm a responsible
adult. But you did. You could never, but you did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to be a little bit less rambunctious than me and be an active adult, I recommend going to the center for any new to Orlando young gays like myself.
Yeah.
Yes, please read.
I'm trying to wrap my head around everything that you just said here because, I mean, like...
All I can think about is how you go there to get guys.
I was just thinking that the same way.
That was the other thing I noticed is that I was sitting there. I was like, I am not about to pick up trade at the center.
My grinder is blowing up.
I am not about to do... No, I refuse to open it at the center.
Grinder will not be opened at the center.
I haven't really done... I've mainly just gone to the center for testing regularly. I've never been like a really... I mean, like, I appreciate what they do, but I've never been like a whole, like, yay, pro center. Like, I get it, but I've never been actively a part of it because, you know, especially when the show first started, I kind of viewed the center as... like the old school gay status quo. And I was like, you guys all seem like you're taking being gay way too seriously and that you're not going to get my sense of humor. And you're going to tell me that I have to be politically correct and that, you know, that I have to act a certain way.
It's not that at all.
Well, no. I'm telling you, that's what it used to be. That's what it used to be for me when I first moved here.
I volunteered there after what happened at Pulse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just felt like, you know, it's one of those things where I felt like I needed to do something. I needed to do something. Because I only went one day because of my
Three
work
guys.
Schedule. And I went there and I was like, oh, it's just like going to a club, but with the lights on, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody's, but like a club full of your friends, like going to a nightclub
where
full of your friends.
Knows your name.
What's exactly. And everybody was super nice. Everybody's like, oh, do you need anything? You know, there was a couple of shady queens there, but that always happens in the gay community. And people were talking like you talking to the club, talking about, you know, having sex and you know, this person, oh, I did that person. I did that person. Like it was just normal.
I've been looking to volunteer somewhere, you know, just cause I have too much free time and I should be more productive with it. And I've thought about volunteering, not for the radio show, but just to legitimate, you know, get back into doing something to give back a few hours a week.
I think you should go there.
But I don't know if
you would be an asset.
Yeah. A what?
Or just an ass.
Oh, God. We all know he's an ass, but be an asset.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
To them. And, like, I can see you in your older age, like, running this, running a place like the center.
And honestly,
that sounds like a lot of work and responsibility. I've worked very hard for the first 20 years of my life to enjoy. Like, you really don't understand how little I actually do. Like, the free time that
I
have.
You don't do anything.
And that's because I've. You work really hard to earn the right to wear flip-flops and sandals and sleep in and do what you want.
And your cut-off t-shirts and your Trump supporters.
Yeah, I'm not a... Shut up.
Oh, my goodness. You're going through that whole, like, I work to live, not live to work kind of situation.
I've said always, don't be so focused on making a living that you forget to live a life. And I'll be completely...
That's
I circumstances in my life changed the direction of what I was doing and where I was going with my law degree. I turned down jobs after, you know, 2 weeks before graduating law school, when my best friend passed. I turned down the opportunity to be making a six-figure salary, but I also would have been waking up every morning at 5 a.m., would have never had the chance to do radio, to live my life, would have been in suit and tie, and that's just not at all where my sense of happiness comes from anymore, you know? Like, things happen for a reason. I ended up exactly where I needed to be, and I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful that upon all of that happening, it was around the same time I had just accepted myself as being gay, and I came out, and moving to Orlando, and having this show, and having the opportunity to kind of develop
Hold on. I just want to stop you before you continue talking about yourself.
Should I play sappy
music? What
else
did you learn this week?
Shut up.
I hate your rants about yourself.
I gotta go.
I went to St. Pete, and third thing I learned this week, I went to Tampa and St. Pete this week, and I got to be someone's date to a very awesome charity event. But what was confusing was, have you ever been to a charity event and you're just not quite sure, like, what the charity is? So you're kind of like, you're there and you're saying, yeah, this is all for a good cause, but you're not entirely on board with, like, wait a minute, who are you again? Where is this going to?
The next thing you know, it's like a drag queen benefit for a pageant.
Yeah, this was something to help homeless LGBT youth and kind of, like, get them set up.
It's happened to me before. They're like, oh, it's for charity. Oh, is that the drag queen's name, Charity?
Charity Sherrington Dupree the first. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meeting a Miss All-American Goddess or something like that. I don't know.
But I had a really great time. It was at this event. It was a space over in Tampa called Golfer's Grail, where it was kind of like an indoor golfing facility. So it's like all the high-tech digital. You swing the golf ball and you see how far it goes on the HD screen. And they had music and tarot card readers and live food.
I love that. It's
and like wine tasting. So it was like fancy schmancy stuff. I felt really classy.
I love that. It's like doing sport without actually having to do sport.
Exactly.
I love that.
Very much so. Very much so.
It's like me.
And then what I want to talk about. Thank you very much. We talked about it a little bit before the show. Thank you very much to Katana Gemini for allowing me to be a part of the Drag Race finale last night. I got to go and do the comedy roast. Let me say this about that. Next time something like that comes up, I think I might need to be a little bit more direct with kind of how it needs to go, because while I felt good about a lot of my jokes and the stuff that I had written, so much of doing comedy is conducive to the room that it's happening in. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was the best room to just be like, hey, in between drag performances, here's Justice doing a roast. It kind of like, no one really kind of knew how to take it. And it was also when half the people I was talking about were in the back changing, or any of the judges I was talking, like, I don't think you should ever roast somebody if they're not there. Like, that's half the fun is seeing somebody's face when you make the joke about them. So, I don't know. I got the audio. Am I hypercritical of how I do and how many laughs it gets? More than you know. When it comes to, like, the comedy writing, roast, stuff like that, I take a lot of pride in what I do. I mean, so, I feel that it went okay. I feel it could have been better. Did you hear any of the roast? Were you inside or outside?
It's also not the environment for a roast is the finale of ODRL. Yeah. Maybe if it was like
roast
actual
night.
Drag. And no, if it were actual Drag Race, it'd be a different story. Like Bianca Del Rio making fun of people on a stage is a lot different than a small town a smaller city competition.
Yeah,
it just I felt like it was very kind of thrown in there almost. And it's not that you were bad, and it's not that it was not good. It was just that it was very, like, some of the jokes didn't land, and I was like, this isn't landing simply because of atmosphere.
Yeah, thank you.
And it was also high stress, and it's high drama.
It is. For so, sure. I mean, I the made some good jokes. I'm proud about it. So, you know, hit me up for all your roasting needs.
If you really want to hear something funny, listen to Lady Barry at one of, remember the comedy show that we did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I bombed so bad.
Yeah.
I bombed so bad. But I did amazing during the roast, during RLDL, whatever what it's called.
Well, I mean, and maybe it was just my desire to, I mean, I had already had most of the material written. Mm-hmm. And so I was anxious to do it instead of thinking about, was it the best situation to do it in? Because it was originally supposed to be included as part of the roast challenge, which would have been the Monday after the shooting at Pulse. That obviously got, you know, postponed. They postponed Orlando Drag Race Live, and it was, you know, a different time, you know, 2 months ago. And so, you know, I was sitting on that material repeatedly and then trying to figure out, you know, what to do with it. And Katana asked me to include it for the finale. But I think it would have been better if it had been when all the girls were on stage. But either way, the finale, it was a good event. I think Orlando Drag Race Live is coming back for a fourth season and then an All Stars, is it not?
I don't know. Yep. I'm sorry. I was supposed to say, I'm not in that meeting.
Girl, I worked the door.
Nobody's really talking about it that much because everyone has feelings about it, and it becomes one of those things where you know people that like are in the contest or that organize the contest. So talking about it even objectively or subjectively becomes a, we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings versus, you know, people have strong opinions about the contest. Congratulations to Slayer Gemini, who won the competition, and also Natalia Adonis and Natalie Nails and Pistol Mercy. They all did really awesome performances and awesome numbers. All the girls did great this season. So, you know, it's one of those things where we have to, you know, we'll figure out what's going on, and I love being a part of that event and seeing where it goes. DJ Lee in there?
DJ Leah is in there?
Hey, new girl.
Hey, girl.
Are you DJ Leah?
I was gonna say, can she smile? Hey. Hey,
can you see us?
Are you ready?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Okay, yeah, we'll do our outro here. Okay. As our outro music starts to play, going around the circle, thank you so much for coming in today, fellas. Cody, how you doing, man?
Good.
Thank you. Good. Moving on
up. Yeah,
moving on down the line.
I finished my latte, so I'm real good.
If you've seen Cody, then contact his parents. They're looking for him.
Please do.
I promise they're not. Why do you think they gave me up?
Eric, man, thanks for coming in today. Miss
Thank
you. Love you.
Thank you so much. Please come see the I Dreamed a Role Cabaret Show. It's going to be at the Shakespeare Theater Saturday, August 20th, and Sunday, August 21st, 8 and 5.
And
love
I'll
you guys.
Just,
come
and,
see
and
the
And I'll
sing.
Just say this on the air. You're amazing. You need to get away from toxic situations. Just do it.
Thanks so much. I mean, I've taken care of myself real good. I joined a support group and everything.
I love messing
I'm getting
up.
Better.
I love when we make inside jokes that no one else knows what we're talking about.
It gets better every day.
It gets butter. Lady Barry Matthews, it gets butter.
It does get butter, and I love butter.
Yeah.
And that's how
that's it for today's special edition of Outlander Land of the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. Until next time, I wish you enough.
I love butter.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm Justice, and I love you. What?
What did you learn this week?
Shut up!
Butter.
You didn't say Twitter.
Yeah.
You've been gone for like 8 months.
I was waiting to say Twitter, and you didn't do it.
Oh, I did? Why did you ask me that on the air?
Waiting to see my tweet? You didn't even say it.
You should have done it. Like,
you are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlander Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
Yay.
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that. Now I'm very, very legal.
Jizz.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. Because
we're matching
you,
the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
Hour.
Why? Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
could
such
not,
a good idea.
No,
can't
no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's
it's all a lot of Orlando ruining lives all across America
on a daily basis.
Daddy poppers.
No. I'm not saying that.
You. I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came.
Wait,
out.
What?
Around you, everything the light touches is gay.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.